You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WIV Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Who is better at their job, Jalen Hurts or Zach Wheeler? What do you think the poll is at? I mean, the answer is Zach Wheeler.
Yes. I would think that's where the poll is at, Zach Wheeler.
Okay. What do you think the responses are like?
Yeah, well,
I can only imagine what those are like. Yes. I'll go Zach 62%.
75.5%.
Okay, 75. There we go. There you go.
Now here's
it's hard to argue coming off of yesterday.
Well, it's hard to argue coming off of the last 5 years, though some people would. On with us now from the WIP Morning Show, James Seltzer. Now, James, if I'm looking at the top 11, had Zach Wheeler number 6 in his best in Philadelphia. You ready to at least take a mulligan on where you had him ranked in your top 11, James?
Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Very kind of you. Zach woke me up from my nap.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Here's my question. You really want me on because it seems you guys didn't even listen to what I had to say last time.
Well, I did listen.
When you had me on during Top 11, I said, wow. I screwed up. I should have flipped Wheeler and Harper. So, yes. I said this already.
Okay.
Wheeler absolutely should have been higher on my list. I was wrong. I knew it immediately the list came out.
Okay.
2 weeks prior, I had filled the list out. So when I came on with you the Friday of Top 11 week, like, you weren't there, which was a shame. They had to have me on to, you know, it's, you know, to raise the likability level, which is fine. I get it. So I've already taken a mulligan. It is a clear mulligan. I was wrong.
Okay, here is mulligan number 2.
Is it Jalen Hurts?
Well, this is just like,
yeah,
okay. I asked you specifically. No, now I'm bubbling you. Okay. I asked you specifically, who is better at their job? Is Zach Wheeler a better starting pitcher, or is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback? And you said quite clearly to me that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Zach Wheeler is a starting pitcher. Do you still agree with that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh my God.
So, Diddy, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to. Well, Zach Wheeler, a great game. He's amazing. Like,
Let me ask you this, James.
Every time Zach Wheeler pitches, are you just going to keep doing it?
Yes.
Because, yeah, he might.
Well, because no. Let me ask you this, James. You guys did a podcast yesterday, and all I saw was the headline, to be clear. But, like, I imagine.
And the sun coming in through the window.
And the sun, yes. And your poorly framed video, Jack. But I imagine the first 20 minutes were how lucky we are to watch Zach Wheeler pitch in Philadelphia. And I imagine you've probably done this podcast 5 times this year. That's not an insult on your podcast. It's just how Zach Wheeler has been this year. I ask you, during the NFL season last year, how many times did you come on and your takeaway at the top of the podcast was how good Jalen Hurts is?
Yeah, when we won the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's one.
How about that?
How many times during the regular season?
Probably after the Pittsburgh game. I have always said it. Like, that's where you and I completely diverge. Jalen Hurts doesn't have to go out and throw for 300 yards for me to think he had an amazing
Didn't say he did. How many times? How many times was your major takeaway, James, during the season last year, during after a game, how good Jalen was?
What does that have to do with...
Because that's the... This is what we're talking about, is who's better. How many times? How many times? One? One?
This is such a dumb question.
One?
What does it matter after each game? You know what I kept saying is, wow, Jalen won again because he's the best quarterback.
No, one. He's not a tennis player. He's a football player. They all won. They all won. The question is who is better at their job?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you're what? You know that's not true. In your heart. In your heart, you know that's not true. In your brain, you know that's not true. I could imagine some of these football jamokes that don't pay attention to baseball. No, not played football.
Yeah, I would never say that.
You know,
no,
but the chest beady, like, like those people. You are a baseball guy, though. And you should be able to appreciate this in the right way.
Every time when we talk about Jalen, it's what I bring up every single time, is that this guy's job is 8,000 times harder than what Zach Wheeler has to do.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Than what any player in this city has to do. Jalen Hurts has the hardest job by orders of magnitude.
He does.
The quarterback in the NFL is easily the most difficult job.
Okay, that still doesn't make him better at it than Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler can't play football. He's not a quarterback, so he can't see. He's not competing at that. He is competing at what he does. And my very simple question to you is, who is better at what he does? Zach Wheeler being a pitcher or Jalen being a quarterback? Who is better at what he does? I'm not saying which job is... obviously, Zach can't play quarterback, and you know what? I think Jalen would probably be a terrible starting pitcher. So we've got that out of the way. So who is better at their job?
Dumb semantics argument, though.
Like, it's not semantics.
If you're not going to take into account the level of difficulty of playing, my point is that you look at Jalen and the level that he plays at, and you're like, well, he's not that good or whatever. When I look at the level that Jalen plays at, and I think that he is elite at the quarterback position, you and I are just completely on different levels of where we see Jalen. So we're never going to agree on this. Like, you're not a Jalen guy. That's fine. I think we are so lucky to have this guy. I think he's going to be the quarterback here for the next decade. I think he's going to win multiple Super Bowls. And I think at the end of the day, we're all going to look back and be like, wow, we're really lucky.
Okay, so just, you never answered the question. How many times, you never answered the question. I just want to get a number on this. How many times after an Eagles game this year, you said the Super Bowl. Okay, every other game. How many times after an Eagles game this year was your main takeaway on Go Birds? Man, Jalen. Jalen did that thing.
Multiple times, dude. I don't know. You can go back and listen, but it was definitely more. Go and listen.
You're lying.
You're talking about a positive. Love Jalen. Ellie and I talked about Jalen all the time positively. We definitely came out of games and said that.
Well, and Spike might
was
go
good.
And
he was good in that Bengals game. He made some big throws in that Bengals
Steelers
game.
Game,
we definitely did against Burrow when he outdoed Burrow. We absolutely did that. Like 100%.
Okay, there's one.
Okay. Like, this is such a dumb argument.
It's
like,
not a dumb argument.
Don't back down.
You're being
the
dumb.
Hey, Jamie.
No, I'm not
Jamie,
dumb.
Whoa, Jamie. Wow. Disrespectful. Yeah. Wow.
This is my daughter's iPad going. You're not even taking into account the level of difficulty of the position.
I am. But I'm acknowledging those things. But yet I am saying they are separate things. They are separate things. They are separate things, right? Like, you could look at...
What do you mean they're separate things? Like, yes, okay, so you're looking for a very specific, narrow definition.
It's not even that narrow. Who's better at their job? It's not even that narrow.
Again, but what job is harder? Like, okay, let's take, like, the radio station, for example.
Okay.
Would you say, like, let's say a producer who is a weekend producer or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, and their job is to come in and produce 4 hours in the weekend.
Yep.
They might be better at coming in and doing the very little comparatively that is asked of them to produce on the weekends compared to hosting a radio show every day for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is a vastly harder job. No one would say that producer X is better at radio than you, Spike Eskin.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Hold on. But they might be a better weekend producer than you are a host. And you know what? Is that what we're talking about here? That the narrow.
So you're saying a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball is akin to a weekend producer at WIP.
More or less.
Well, then I can see they should take the podcast away from you.
No, but my point is the quarterback is that much more important. The quarterback is that much more important to their sport than any other player is to their sport. That's the analogy I'm trying to make.
Okay. All right. Okay. So so Gardner Minshew last year, above Zach Wheeler if he was in Philadelphia?
Good. Come on, dude.
No. It's still infinitely harder. Well, you can make the comparison with Gardner Minshew, right? So who's better, Gardner Minshew or Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler is better than Gardner Minshew.
Okay, all right. Well, so you can compare them, I guess.
Dude.
So like, you can compare them.
Sounds silly.
So you can compare them.
Sure. If you want to say you can compare them, fine. Win that dumb, silly little...
All right. I just want to make sure. I thought you couldn't compare them. I just want to make sure. Who do you think's going to win on Wednesday, Fritz or DeCameron?
Look.
He's too mad. Can't even answer.
Well, I am annoyed with you. You are annoying me. But I just woke up from a nap.
I know. Thrust right into this.
Dude, how many times have I been on your show at 7 in the morning? Give me a break here.
Well, you wake up at like 4 in the morning.
I get up at like 6 in the morning.
He's a slacker now. Yeah.
I think, this is the most simple competition that has ever happened. If Jack throws strikes, he's going to win. I just don't know if Jack's going to throw strikes.
Yeah?
You know, I think that's really what it comes down to.
Do you think that 3 should be a push or is 3 a win for me?
It doesn't really matter what I say. I think 3 probably should be a win for you. I don't think that's going to fly.
No, it's not going to fly.
No, it's not going to fly because I don't know who was negotiating these terms for him earlier.
Well, I've said, and James, you can give this opinion and I'll respect this. I said for a while now, it seems like Lakin is team to camera in this and the way that this entire thing is set up. Do you think that the competition has been weighted for to camera so we have more of a competition? Even match play during golf seems like it's slanted toward to camera. Like,
no, I think that Jack just didn't care enough to fight for the rules.
That's fair. Yeah,
I didn't. Know?
Yeah, yeah. He tried to give up on Thursday. Actually, when we were debating with the camera on air, it was pathetic.
I'm a compromise guy.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. Whatever makes everyone happy.
All right. Sorry for waking you up, James.
Good battle, Jimmy. Good job, brother.
I'll bring it. No matter, wake me up or not, I'll bring it.
All right. I appreciate you, James.
All right, fellas.
All right, there he is. WIP Morning Show. Another. We gave 2 Mulligan opportunities.
So let me weigh in here.
Yep, there we go.
Let me weigh in here. Because I've listened to 2 people.
Yep.
And I hear you out.
Yep.
And here's where I think the disconnect is at. I think you're right to a degree. Especially in this moment that Zach Wheeler is a better pitcher. Let's say, even if you go over the last year, he's been a better pitcher doing his job than let's say Jalen did last year. But I'll say this in defense of that, and I think this is where people are coming in defense of Jalen. It's not as if Jalen did a poor job with his job. Like to have Zach Wheeler be better at his job is more of a testament to Zach Wheeler than it is a knock on Jalen Hurts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I agree. That's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. And that's why I think you're getting a little bit more pushback for the wrong thing. When you're stating something very simple, it's very easy to see, right? Like it's if you just go by what they did over the last year, and I'm taking into consideration Jalen's postseason play
sure,
in the
all
Super
of it.
Bowl. I'm taking it all into consideration. It's also why I had Zach Wheeler ahead of Jalen, but I only had him ahead of him by one spot. Zach was three. I had Jalen at four.
And I know, I swear, I know this is coming across as Jalen hating. It is really Zach, like, it is.
It's supposed to be praise.
It comes from a place of Zach appreciation.
Well, okay, I know that's what the intent is.
Yeah,
you're like a church mouse in there right now. You got nothing to say. You got nothing you want
to
add.
He's talking to Jack.
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking to. Yes.
What do you want me to say?
Well, no, because you're in the same. You agree with Spike.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the point. First of all, you guys. It's when you talk about Jalen, it's rarely in a positive light. At least that's what the perception is. Let me put it that way. That's what the perception is.
Uh-huh.
So this seems more like a way to knock Jalen down versus praising Zach Wheeler, because Jalen was still very good at his job. If you told me Zach Wheeler is a top five pitcher in baseball, and I tell you Jalen's a top five quarterback in baseball, and I can still say Zach Wheeler is better.
Can I say this, though?
Yeah.
Can I say this? Because we're doing a lot of the people are talking about quarterbacks, and rightly so, are saying it's a harder job. So
that's why they talk about the importance of playing that position.
But there's still only 30 quarterbacks, and there's 155 starting pitchers.
Good point.
So being a top five starting pitcher in an era, by the way, dominated by, like, there's a lot of good pitchers right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably more good pitchers now than there have been in 20 years. Hitting is not what it was in baseball. So,
I guess my thing with Wheeler and that whole thing is that I think Jalen. I'm going to try to say this without sounding I'm hating Jalen.
See, here you go.
Well, because
but it's hard for you,
isn't
it?
Of course it's hard for me, because the only reason he's even considered a top five quarterback is because of the wins.
Well, hold on, but hold
whereas
on.
Whereas Zach Wheeler's actually doing it on the field.
I'm going to let you finish. But I am the one party here that likes both and thinks highly of both guys. Right? So you don't hear when I talk about the other guy in a negative light. Right? Zach Wheeler's a top pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Jalen's a top quarterback.
But he's a top quarterback because of the wins, not what the numbers say.
No matter what it is.
I know, but like that's the reason why he's up there. Like, Zach Wheeler's up there because of his production. I don't think Jalen's up there because of his production. I think people
That's where you're wrong at, because, and this is where people will argue with you.
Sure.
Playing the quarterback position, how do you quantify the level of production? If you're just talking about stats, that's one thing. But that's not the most important thing at playing the quarterback position. The most important thing is winning.
Yeah, the most important thing is always winning. But I think we could
say. But at that, because he's the one who gets tagged with the wins and the losses, rightfully or wrongfully.
But that is a similarity with pitchers as well. And I think we could say, I think we could all be adult enough to say.
Pitching is the one job that he can do a good job, and if the team loses, he doesn't get blamed.
Yes, but also. But also, there was a point at which last year, and I'm not, this was a small point, or it was maybe it was a month and a half, where Taiwan Walker was not pitching well. He was winning games, and people were saying, well, he just wins.
Yeah.
He does enough to win. And we all know in the back of our heads that whether they win or lose, we know how well the pitcher pitched.
Yeah.
So numbers for a pitcher are like, can be skewed by wins and losses. And I think there are a lot of times where good pitchers don't get a lot of wins.
Oh, yeah. We got to the point in baseball, we don't even care about wins and losses.
Doesn't even matter.
Well, the guy in the Nationals is 3-8.
Mackenzie Gore?
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore. And he's an all-star this year.
Yeah.
A lot of strikeout numbers.
Yeah.
Strikeouts, they're going to look at.
ERA.
Because they can look at all those things.
All right. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
What's up, Afternoon Crew? So clearly my car is listening to following the spike rules of phone conversations because
yeah.
my Bluetooth phone hasn't connected all day, so must know I was going to call you guys today. Here's my thing. If we took this to week 7 of the NFL season when we were 5-2, mm-hmm. how do you think the vote breaks down?
If I'm sorry, say again?
So if you did the top 11
yep.
in week 7 of the NFL season.
Last year?
We're just going to isolate Jalen and Wheeler. Where do you think, who would be ranked on top of who?
Oh, Wheeler would. At week 7 of last year's NFL season, Wheeler would be right. higher. Yeah,
probably week 10 also. We went week 10 or 11 when they won. Because we know the last loss was.
Maybe
was,
even week 17, to be honest with you.
Right. If you took away the last his last three games.
Yeah.
And the one of them is the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Wheeler probably still ranks above him.
Yes, I would
it's
agree.
Just that the recency bias is there's no discussion that being a top five NFL quarterback takes more brain capacity and analysis because you're trying to figure out what 11 players are doing on the other side of the football field. You're trying to figure out what your blocking scheme is up front, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not taking away brain power, okay? Wheeler just looks at a number and goes, oh, I'm throwing a fastball up and in. Not a problem. But when it comes to overall sports talent, mm-hmm. there's no question that Wheeler is just a better athlete when in his sport.
Well, don't even say athlete. He's not even comparable.
No, right. No, okay, well, yeah,
I think
sorry.
He's saying player.
But he said athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I said don't say athlete. Yes.
Yeah, you mean right. player, so, right, Nick?
Tiger Woods was a great guy. Is probably number one or at least number two golfer in history.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't compete. You can't say he's a better athlete than your top conditioned athletes around the world.
Right.
Whether playing basketball or football. So yeah.
Let me ask you this.
The terminology Ike used.
Let me ask you this, Nick.
Yes.
Because I agree with a lot of what you say there, but I got to give you a little pushback because I think we don't understand the difficulty of playing the quarterback position because a pitcher is in a advantageous position. Now walk with me here. Batters don't hit but 30% of the time. And they are great at that. Most of them is 20 to 25% of the time. 25% of the time. So he's already at an advantage just from the position that he plays. He's throwing from a mound, throwing a seed. Throwing a seed to a batter at 98 miles per hour. He has the advantage in his job. The quarterback position does not have that advantage. Right? Like the inherent nature of the position, the pitcher has the advantage.
But I also, but guess what what certain quarterbacks have?
What?
Really, really good offensive lines, an over 2,000 yard running back.
Not every quarterback has that.
What's that?
Not every quarterback has that.
Well, I'm talking about the quarterback we're discussing today.
Yeah.
We're not discussing the guy in Tampa Bay.
No, I understand that. I understand
we're
that.
Jalen and Wheeler.
I understand that. And I understand that. But what I'm saying is right. when you talk about what Zach does for a job description, it's not as hard.
I agree. And I said that from the beginning.
Like, it's not as hard.
I need to throw a fastball, not a problem.
So what of the callers were saying, I think it was Jimmy, what James was saying is that you had to weigh the positions. You have to weigh the position. Somebody being great at doing this doesn't necessarily equal or weigh the same amount as this guy being fifth in the league at playing this position. It's just not the same. And that's why there's an argument there for Jalen, even though I, with my own eyes, would agree Zach is probably better at his position than Jalen is at his position. But Jalen being a top five quarterback weighs more than Zach's position as a pitcher and how great he is as a pitcher and what he does.
That's for sure.
And that's why.
So that's where the pushback is coming. Sure. Well, that's why the pushback is coming against this, and it's not as simple for everybody to agree on this.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Nate. Yes, I agree with that.
That's why it's not as simple for everybody to agree on it.
For sure. Coming up next, we never got to the rules. So we do have to preview Wednesday's matchup, and we will continue this as well. 215-592-9494, the big matchup that everybody is looking forward to is Wednesday at noon at Plymouth White Marsh High School, Fritz versus DeCamera. People are allowed to come and watch. That is the final ruling, right?
The final rule.
All right. Yeah. So we will talk about the rules next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, man.
Guys like to be stroked.
They sure do.
What?
Well, it's Blue Chew time, Ike. It's Blue Chew time.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Look. You want to be ranked number one on your loved one's top 11.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to make sure you're performing peak performance.
Get back in elite status.
Yes. Be a the ace of your staff of your bedroom.
Okay.
Blue Chew.
I'll walk with you.
Blue Chew. It's got everything you want and nothing you don't. Everything you want. You want something that has the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, Blue Chew. Check that box off. You want something that's easy to take. It's a chewable, Ike. You don't have to swallow a pill or anything.
That's what I love the most.
It's swallow it. You don't eat it.
The best. You're eating it.
You're eating it.
You want no doctor's appointment. Blue Chew takes care of that. You do it online at bluechew.com. You want no awkward lines at the pharmacy. Blue Chew takes care of that by sending it to you in a discreet and
hard
package. And it's cheaper because it's made right here in the U.S. We're going to take care of that first month for you for free. First month, use code 94 at checkout, bluechew.com. First month is on the WIP Afternoon Show. You only have to pay for the shipping. That's it. So just try it. Get your first month. You're going to love it. You're going to keep up that subscription, but we're going to take care of that first month for you. Again, bluechew.com, code 94. First month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.